On Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 38, you're going to learn about a pick that produces premium tone. You're going to learn about a cool old-time banjo player, and we're going to hear from an old friend. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 38. This is the show where you're going to learn about new acoustic guitar gear, discover acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your best acoustic life. And as always with all episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, I'm about to share with you five guitar geek items that absolutely need to be on your radar. But before I dive into that, let's kick things off with a little Acoustic Tuesday tradition that I like to call Guitar Geek Trivia. Here's your trivia question for the day. In the year 1938, how much was a brand new Martin D45? Was it $200, $275, $145, or 315 smackaroos? Go ahead and ponder that. And at the end of the show, of course, I'll give you the answer. Now, before I dive into the guitar geekiness that is Acoustic Tuesday, I have to introduce to you two of the most fit gentlemen that I've ever met in my entire life. Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, and of course, Levi Tequila, Fit Man Coahuila.
Hello.
Gentlemen, cheers.
Noah, Tony, you must not have met very many fit people in your life, so that's cool.
Well, as we were discussing the glycemic load of various foods as I came into the studios today, I thought, wow, these guys are really dialed in, just shouting out numbers and sounding all sciencey and just really informative stuff.
We're swearing off of bananas, not that they're terrible, but the glycemic load is in the 20s.
Okay? Which is apparently,
yeah,
that's redlining.
For fruit, you want to keep it under 11.
Correct.
And and so oranges are like an 11.
Oranges and apples.
So, surprising.
Yeah, and Levi also warned us of the dangers of peanut butter. And I'm not totally convinced. I mean, we're talking dietary dangers. There's probably other.
But it all affects
associated.
Your guitar playing, so you want to keep optimized. To
yeah, you want to approach it with a nice clear head, no brain fog,
yeah.
And
exactly.
The energy.
Exactly.
You want to bring the energy. Noah's actually been texting his wife all morning. Honey, you got to throw out the bananas. Honey, you got to throw out the this, the that, the other thing. And I was joking. I said his wife probably came home with like bags of groceries and just promptly walked to the garbage and threw them away. And it's all Noah's fault. Actually, it's all Levi's fault.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Maybe I'll dive in now to the guitar geekiness. Okay. I'm excited about today's list because there's some really valuable stuff on it and some really just cool factoids and stuff. So let's start with item number 5. This particular artist. Now, usually I hold on to what I'm listening to for later in the show, but this is kind of a two birds with one stone kind of a thing. What I'm about to share with you, these people have been on Acoustic Tuesday before. They've been on Acoustic Tuesday because they're outstanding artists. They've been on Acoustic Tuesday before because they build amazing instruments. And I am talking about Jason and Ferris Romero, and I am super, super excited to announce that they have a brand new album coming out this week, May 18th, entitled Sweet Old Religion. It's really, this is something I'm really pumped about because first of all, Jason and Ferris, they play together so well. Their harmonies are just intoxicating. The way that they vocally phrase together and work off of one another is awesome, and they choose amazing instruments to play. Jason often plays an old Gibson. Ferris often plays an old Gibson, two different old Gibsons. And of course, they are probably going to feature Romero banjos extensively on their new album. And what got me ultra pumped about this new album is they released its first single entitled Sweet Old Religion. So let's actually have a listen to that right now.
Burdens of time weigh so much lighter.
So that was Sweet Old Religion by Jason and Ferris Romero. Now, again, their new album comes out May 18th, and you can pre-order it currently. You can go to their site. You can get it on CD. You can pre-order it on iTunes, and also you can get a vinyl copy, as well as if you go to acousticlife.tv, there's an Amazon link there that you can pre-order the CD. And, of course, remember, any purchase you make off of acousticlife.tv through an affiliate link, all of those proceeds will go to Guitars for Vets, which is super exciting because you can be a guitar geek and get some really cool stuff and also contribute to an awesome, awesome organization. Now, moving on, the next item I want to discuss with you could potentially save your music listening experience. Let me set the stage for you. This item is something that changed my world, okay? Let's back up a little bit, though. I got to really, really play up the story aspect of this. So long ago, in a land far, far away, I went to Columbia College, Chicago. I was studying audio arts and acoustics, being think live sound engineer, recording engineer, all the recording and audio things. That's what I was into. And those were the classes I was taking. But they actually had us take a fundamentals of hearing course. And I thought, this is really odd. You know, at the time, I thought, this is, I don't want an anatomy course. I'm not interested. However, it was invaluable because they taught us about the ear, how we hear and all these things. And one of the most valuable little factoids that I pulled from that course was the fact that once we lose our hearing, it doesn't regenerate. It continues to degrade over time. So they kept stressing, you know, wear earplugs. Whenever you go to any sort of noisy environment, wear earplugs. If you're at a show that's noisy, wear earplugs. If you're playing at a rehearsal and you're in a loud band, wear earplugs. So I did that. You know, you get the orange squishy earplugs, you jam them in your ear, and then all of a sudden everything sounds like this and you can't really hear anything. The clarity's gone because it does a great job of blocking the loud noises, but it also muffles the sound. So this week, I ordered a set of earplugs that completely changed my life. Now I'm going to show you the box. It's kind of a half mailbag, half feature here on Acoustic Tuesday. They're called Eargasm earplugs. They come in this really cool magnetic box, instructions, the whole deal. And what I love about these particular earplugs is this. They're easy to get out of the case. Now let me explain. This actually comes with a little bit of a story. Prior to having these earplugs, I had other sound filtering earplugs. And that's the premise of these, is they not only lower the sound level, so loud noises aren't as loud, but they retain the clarity. So I can wear these to a show and actually hear everything clear as a bell, but at a much lower volume, hence saving my ears. And as I mentioned, they're easy to get out of the case. Literally, you just pick them out, and the case is nice and wide. Now, I had a set of earplugs prior to this that, as I mentioned, were sound filtering. They were the Max earplugs. And I'm not trying to knock Max at all. I think they make great products, but one of my biggest complaints is that the cylinder that they used as a storage container was so narrow that you couldn't get the earplugs out, even if they were stuck. And these can get stuck in this case too, but at least you have enough room to stick your finger in and pull the earplugs out. The Max, you just can't do that. The other thing that I noticed on the Max versus the Eargasm earplugs is that the filters are much larger and of much better quality. The Max, again, they did an okay job of lowering sound levels, but the filters seemed kind of, well, they just seemed kind of chintzy. These seem very substantial and they work very well. They're very comfortable as well. The Max had a little bit smaller flange and I couldn't really get a good seal in my ear, whereas I put these in, they seal right up, and I used them the other day when I was playing drums. Actually, Levi, this is a good chance to tell you that I was playing your drum kit the other day when I was testing these out.
Cool.
And they work really, really well. In fact, I kept them in. I went and played drums. I kept them in. I was doing my stuff at my desk, and then all of a sudden I pulled the earplug out, and I was amazed at just how loud the ambient level of noise was. And I'm talking just like typing on my keyboard and things like that. So again, the reason I dig these so much is that they filter the sound. They lower the level, but you retain the clarity. They're super comfortable. The filters are high quality, and the case is highly, highly functional. I kept getting hit with ads. Anytime I logged into Facebook, I saw an ad for Eargasm earplugs, and my curiosity was piqued. So I went ahead and just bought a set and said, you know what, I'm going to try these. Well, I ended up throwing out my Max, and I really, really am enjoying these, and I just appreciate a really good product that does what it says it's going to do. It's easy to use, and also can really save my music listening experience. So keep those on your radar. If you are a musician that plays in a loud environment, if you go to shows, a lot of shows, they're fantastic. And if things are just loud, let's say you're working outside with tools and you just still want to hear things, but lower the level, those are a great addition to your Guitar Geek toolbox and your Music Lover toolbox as well. Speaking of being a music lover, I have what I'm listening to this week, and I'm about to share that. But first, I do have to visit the mailbag because some interesting items came in this week, along with my Eargasm earplugs. I got this is the coolest stuff. So a Acoustic Tuesday viewer, watcher, fan, Hal is from Norway, and he sent a Guitarsonal picture a couple episodes ago. He sent me some Norwegian beard oil, Norwegian beard balm, and this book of matches from the same company. And he said he sent it only because the definition on the back. Now I have to share this definition with you because it's defining an awesome word. The word is badass. It's an adjective. And the definition, someone who never looks back at an explosion, which I thought was pretty cool. Now he sent a nice letter with it. And I'm just going to read you the first part. It's pretty extensive, but I really dig it. And the way you pronounce this beard product is Grobeen. I hope that's right. The name on the label, it's an old term for wolf, suspected to date back to the Viking age. And I thought Noah would really enjoy that as well.
As a wolf.
I just and actually later today I'm getting a wolf tattoo finished on my body. I can't show it to you. It's not in a place that I should show on Acoustic Tuesday. It's not. Forget.
Where are you going with this? It's like your leg, right? It's not like, you know.
No, it's on my chest.
Okay.
I just didn't want to be like, hey, check out my new wolf tattoo.
Sure.
I'm getting the shading done today. I'm not looking forward to it. It's probably going to hurt a lot. So Hal says, I'm a huge fan of you guys. Your show gets better with each episode. However, seeing as you have such a killer beard, I wanted to make sure you care for it as much as you do your guitars. So enclosed is a beard oil and beard balm handcrafted in Karmøy, hopefully I said that right, Norway, by a gentleman who rocks a Civil War general style beard. And he says, I have to read this. The scent chosen for you is called Vilmark. This would translate to English as untamed wilderness. Not sure why it needs two words in English, and perhaps the word untamed is a bit redundant there. Some have said it has the scent of a sawmill or a lumberyard. I mean, I think it's fitting. I'm pretty pumped.
I think they made it for you.
Yeah, I think so. So thank you, Hal. I really appreciate that. And next, Levi wasn't here when this came in, but Noah and I were pumped to receive just yesterday, Tony's Acoustic Challenge member, Maggie Pope, just released an album with her band, Under the Oak. We pre-ordered the vinyl, and I am super pumped that it arrived. It's so cool to hear a Tony's Acoustic Challenge student, an Acoustic Tuesday viewer, just a music lover in general, put her musicality to work, and out comes a beautiful album. The band did a great job. Again, this is Under the Oak, and the album is entitled Big Sky. It's really well done, and they even signed it for us. And Levi and
Sweet.
Or rather I should say Noah and I were looking at the album credits, and Maggie thanked all three of us on there.
No way.
Yeah. We made the album.
Yeah.
We're in print right there. So thank you, Maggie, and this came in the mailbag. I'm pretty excited. Appreciate that, Maggie and Under the Oak, Adam, all those guys. Great job. Great job on your first release. It's really outstanding. That's it for the mailbag, guys.
Okay.
It's empty.
All right.
It's empty. Just want to underscore that it's empty. And it's really fun to feature things in the mailbag. So we just wanted Levi and Noah specifically, just you guys, I just want you to know.
You know, I think we're going to pretty quickly here have contact information forgot the little transition thing. Gave people a little treat of a sweet little transition there. You're welcome. but I think we're going to probably add a contact page on acousticlife.tv with a mailing address.
Yeah.
Just for
Levi and Noah to know it.
Yeah.
Right. Anyways, let's move on, shall we?
Okay. Go ahead, Tony.
All right. This week I'm listening to an artist that this artist is one that I've known of for a long time. The first time I heard him, it was on an album entitled Old Time Banjo Festival. Now, I cannot find this album anywhere. And it bums me out because the first time I heard this artist I'm about to feature was on a tune called Skating on the Harbor Front. And it was one of the first old-time banjo tunes that I learned by ear. I was really excited to learn it. And the person playing on this album was an individual by the name of Chris Cool, C-O-O-L-E. And I hope it's cool. It might be Cooley. Noah and I went back and forth on how to pronounce it. I think it's cool. I'm going to go with it. Chris Cool. He's a fantastic old-time banjo player. And what I love, so there's a lot of things I love about Chris's playing in particular. It's incredibly clear and it's incredibly precise. He really pays great attention to the melody, and he plays it in such a way that you can really pick it out. He's playing old time style, literally, but it almost sounds like he's using a flat pick. That's how clear and precise his notes are. And his tone is just outstanding. He does the little chuck thing, and it just the tone of the actual chuck. It's where you kind of do this percussive thing on the banjo. It sounds so good. And his voice. His voice matches old-time music so well. I love his voice. It has a lot of character. It's very raw, and it's very emotive. And I think he does a great job of playing and singing, particularly his own songs. In fact, there's a tune called Old Dog that he wrote that I love that I want you to listen to right now.
Seems there's more to figure every day, but the more I talk, the less I say. Still, there's one thing that I know, I'm gonna miss that old dog when he goes. And growing old, but the chilly winds will blow. I'm gonna miss that old dog when he goes.
All right, so that was Chris Cool's tune, Old Dog, and I hope you could see what I was talking about with his playing and singing, how it's just a perfect match. Now, that's Chris solo. And not to mention his other projects. And if you go to his website, you'll see a laundry list of other projects. He's in a string band called the Foggy Hogtown Boys. I think he's got another string band called the Lonesome Ace String Band. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the band. Also, he does a duo with Ivan Rosenberg. Fantastic dobro player. Really, really outstanding. In fact, I'll mention an album by the two of them here in just a second. And also, he plays with a gentleman called, I think his name is Arnie Naaman. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. Some really, really killer albums. The two albums that those two do together, Arnie and Chris, I think it's No Strings Attached. But the ones I really want to highlight are Farewell to Tryon and Return to Tryon. Both of those are with Ivan Rosenberg, and really a treat to listen to. Also, there's another one available that he did with Aaron Marshall called Meet Me in the Music, amongst many, 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 many other albums. And of course, if you want to dig into his music at all, please go to acousticlife.tv, click on episode 38, and you'll be able to do a deep dive on Chris Cool. And of course, since I mentioned acousticlife.tv, there's two important things you need to know. Since we're talking about artists, Chris Cool is one of now 38 artists now, because we're on episode 38, that is on acousticlife.tv. You can go to acousticlife.tv, and if you're like, gosh, I want to discover new music, go to the artist section. You can do a deep dive on anybody that I've ever featured on Acoustic Tuesday. I'm talking multiple videos, write-ups, and of course, links to buy their merchandise, their albums, etc. And remember, any purchase that you make through acousticlife.tv, through a referral link, all of the proceeds from that go to Guitars for Vets, which is super, super exciting. And just, it's kind of like, I feel like it's party time for acousticlife.tv, because this is just, I mean, just last week I announced it, and now here we are, and I get to refer to it a lot, and I'm just really excited about it. So make sure to go to acousticlife.tv to check that out. And of course, for anything else that I mentioned on not only this episode of Acoustic Tuesday, but any of the episodes of Acoustic Tuesday. Now, acousticlife.tv was a small win. Well, it's a small win for all of us here in the Guitar Geek community. And since we're on the topic of small wins, Noah, I want to visit you right now.
Okay.
And talk to you about some small wins, if you wouldn't mind.
I got him. All right. Yeah. Sometimes the growl is there, sometimes it's not.
Sure.
Now that we have a close-up on you, you might have to explain what's wrong with your nose there.
What's something wrong with my nose? I don't know what you're talking about.
Could you just start out with your small win so everybody knows what's going on there and then?
Okay, it's connected to a small win, sure. So, just got a trampoline for the kids. Got it.
You could just stop right there, probably. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
And no, I had to get a trampoline for the kids because our neighbors got one. And I can't have my kids bothering them all the time. And so we're like, let's just get our own.
To keep everybody up to date here, up to speed, Noah has 6 children. So it's not like one kid's going over to the neighbor's house. It's an army of them. Continue. Sorry, I just want to make sure we get the facts straight here.
Okay, so I'll try to make it quick. My second born, the 13-year-old, says, hey, Dad, should I try a backflip? And I'm like, you could, but just when you're ready, you know, take it easy. And I said, well, I could show you if you want to see how it's done. Now, I have performed backflips on the trampoline in the past, but I'll be honest, it's been several years since I've even stepped foot on a trampoline. So... First try, didn't land. Second try, just didn't do it correctly and landed on my face. And the trampoline material just pretty much scraped my face. Landed it the third time.
That's the small win.
Oh, nice.
That's the small win.
You know what? It's the perseverance, too, that I really appreciate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, you're welcome. So there you go. All right. Now on to Acoustic Tuesday viewer small wins, which is much more interesting and important. First small win comes from Brandon. Small win, got my dock back in the lake yesterday. Why is this a small win? Well, now I get to sit on the end of the dock with my new Guitar Arsenal shirt on, playing my D28, sipping a Crown Royal, watching my bobber.
Send a picture. We need to see that.
I would love to see that. That sounds amazing.
Next one comes from Pete. I bought a used 2015 Martin OM21 amber tone guitar in mint condition a month ago. I've never played an OM before, but wanted a smaller guitar than my usual Dreadnought. Nice. I'm happy to report it's amazing. It's got the same wood and features as an OM28, but less expensive. The tone is beautiful, and the scalp bracing lets it ring and ring.
Awesome guitar. I love OM21s. They're like a ninja. They're just in there, just kind of like hiding in the shadows. Awesome guitar.
Next small win comes from Tim, and he was really excited because he put hashtag small wins and then another hashtag small wins. So I'm guessing that's his excitement.
Yeah.
He says, played my second open mic last week and got the audience to sing along in the chorus for Wagon Wheel, one of Levi's favorite songs, which was a blast. Great harmonies. P.S. My 71 Martin D18 sounded awesome. First time I had it plugged in. Ever.
That's worthy of a double hashtag, I think, or however it laid out there.
And our last one today comes from, if I say this right, Staline. Is a small wins and a little bit more than that, but you'll see why.
Okay.
She says, hey, guys, I bought my first ever guitar a little over a week ago, a beautiful Martin DRS2.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Which is what? What is a DRS2?
DRS2 is part of the Rhodes series, and I believe that's the mahogany one, but I'm not 100% because it might be DRS-M.
Is D Dreadnought?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So Dreadnought Rhodes series, yeah.
I picked up the guitar bug from wanting to jam with some friends who play. Seeing Sturgill Simpson, all acoustic solo set, and John Prine at Radio City might have had something to do with it too. What an amazing show. I quickly found AT... and have been feverishly getting caught up on past episodes between practicing my first 3 chords and learning my first song. I seriously can't get enough of the show. In the past week, my playlist has been filled with awesome new artists, and I've ordered a beautiful Elliot Capo, the book Your Song Changed My Life, and a Guitar for Vets t-shirts, all thanks to Acoustic Tuesday.
That's awesome.
Guys, I think it's official. We have a guitar geek in the making here for sure. I can't thank you enough for sharing your awesomeness. I didn't insert this. Handsome, good looks, and love of music. You guys are amazing. And I guess I'll throw in the PS she puts in. I'm a bourbon girl.
Well, I mean, that feels good. I gotta
finally. Tony gets one. Really,
yes.
After all these months.
That's our small wins for today, Tony.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for sharing your small wins with us on the Acoustic Tuesday show. And if you want your small win featured, it's actually really easy to get your small win featured. Just hashtag small win right in the comments below the YouTube video, and we'll go ahead and read it if no one picks it out of the bunch on the next Acoustic Tuesday episode. Now, can I share a small win too?
All right.
Please, just really quickly.
Go ahead.
A couple nights ago, Levi, Noah, and I, well, myself and Whitney, Levi and his daughter Kennedy, and Noah and his daughter Liesl, went to a local venue, Live from the Divide, small, like a 50-seat venue, and saw Colter Wall. And it was really amazing. I mean, I'm a huge Colter Wall fan, and I blame Andrew D for this. He's an Acoustic Tuesday viewer who sent us the Colter Wall album, and that's all I listen to pretty much now. And seeing him live was a treat in such a small venue.
It was great.
It was a ton of fun. We had a double date with our daughter, so that was just the kind of the nightcap for us, because we started way, way earlier, got the girls together. They went out and played, and we, you know, had a drink on the back porch. And we took them out to dinner, and they got dessert. They were pumped.
Awesome.
Yeah, so overall, it was really cool. And Colter Wall was a nice little nightcap for us.
I agree.
And they may or may not have fell asleep like two songs in.
Right.
But they were there, and that's all that matters. Yeah. Awesome. Well, let me keep rolling down the Guitar Geek item list for today. I want to move on to item number two here. And this one's important. This item is one that, I didn't think we were going to have any more of these segments. You know when you hear from somebody, things are going well, and then all of a sudden you're just like, you don't hear from them anymore? And you're like, oh, they must be busy. Things were going well. They must be really busy.
I thought he must have shaved.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my thoughts
it's
were.
A very good hypothesis.
I'm kidding, actually. I didn't think that, but that could be another thing that you could think.
Well, I am happy to say that Matt is back. Matt from Eddie's Guitars is back for another Ask Matt segment. Now, the beautiful thing about this is an Ask Matt segment that is probably the most often requested. In fact, he goes over one of his own personal guitars and, well, he plays us a little ditty. So I won't spoil all the fun here. I'll let Matt give you the scoop. So let's hear from Matt from Eddie's Guitars on the front lines.
Happy Acoustic Tuesday, friends. Matt with Eddie's Guitars coming to you, as always, from St. Louis, Missouri. Happy to be back with you folks again. Thanks to Tony, Noah, and Levi for inviting me back for another segment of Ask Matt. And we noticed in some of the comments on previous Acoustic Tuesday episodes, a lot of folks were saying something to the effect, Matt, you're showing us all these beautiful guitars and explaining the differences between them, but play something on them. We want to hear them. So one gentleman went even further, a gentleman by the name of Mr. Shielden. He said, ask Matt if he would consider playing a little finger style on one of his favorite guitars. I think Acoustic Tuesday viewers not familiar with his playing would enjoy. So we took him up on that offer, and appreciate the invitation very much. The particular guitar I have here happens to be my own. It's a Dana Bourgeois. It's an OMSC fingerstyle custom guitar. Beautiful piece. It's a 12 fret with a cutaway. You can see a beautiful slotted headstock. We've got a redwood top on this guitar, and just an absolutely gorgeous set of Cocobolo on the back and sides. So we will take a listen to this beauty.
Thank you.
I absolutely love the sound of this guitar. Certainly among my very favorites I've had an opportunity to play, and I'm very lucky to be able to call it my own. So thanks very much again for the invitation to have me play a little bit on it. And we would love to feature a question of your own, if you have any, in a future episode on Acoustic Tuesday. So if you have any questions, please put in the comments below, hashtag Ask Matt, put your question behind it, and we would love to feature it in a future episode. We'll see you guys next time.
All right, Matt from Eddie's is back, and I love the Ask Matt section. This one in particular I love because he's a ridiculously good player. He is the type of player that you watch him play, and his hands aren't necessarily moving like crazy, but he's producing so much sound, and I just appreciate Matt playing, and thank you for sharing that guitar with us as well, Matt. And of course, as Matt mentioned in the segment, if you have a question for Matt, be it on guitar, tone woods, whatever the case may be, hashtag Ask Matt in the YouTube comments, and he'll go ahead and answer those questions. Now, another thing about Matt and AcousticLife.tv. Now, these Ask Matt sections are super valuable because he sheds light on really interesting guitar topics: torrified tops, bracing patterns, 12 fret versus 14 fret neck body joints. He answers a ton of questions, and it's a great resource. Well, now when you go to AcousticLife.tv, Matt's got his own section. Matt's moved in. He's part of AcousticLife.tv. So you can go to AcousticLife.tv and then go through all those past Ask Matts and really learn an absolute ton. He does a great job making those videos, and we just really appreciate it. So again, make sure to go to AcousticLife.tv and visit the Ask Matt section to do a full-blown, research-filled project on all of the questions that Matt has answered. Now, I want to know what you think about the show so far.
Tony.
So please, in the comments below, please let me know what you think about the show. What were you going to say?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I normally don't do this, but I did have to jump in there because I was blown away by that guitar.
I agree.
Pretty amazing.
By the sound that came out of that.
It's ridiculous.
I just had to comment.
I feel like the thing is, I feel like he's barely touching the strings, and the sheer amount of sound that's generated. And it's not just the volume, it's the overtones and just the lushness.
Mm-hmm.
I could not agree with you more.
Yeah, and then at the end there, when he was letting the sustain.
I know.
And remember, we were watching it, and we were like, it's like frozen.
Yeah.
Just, anyway, amazing guitar.
Yeah, fantastic guitar. Matt, you're lucky. If you're ever thinking about getting rid of that guitar, Matt, just, you know, there's three guys in Bozeman you can contact. Just saying. Just in case you're curious. But seriously, I want to know what you think about the show so far. So in the comments below, please let us know how you're enjoying the show, whether you made a new discovery or you want us to make a new discovery. And speaking of comments, I want to visit Noah here in a second, but there's an important thing I want you to do so you'd never miss an Acoustic Tuesday episode, and that is subscribe to this YouTube channel right now. So click that red subscribe button, and then don't forget to hit that little bell, because then you'll get notified of each new video that's released. And of course, if you want Acoustic Tuesday direct to your email, that's really easy too. Just click the link in the description. You'll get Acoustic Tuesday hand delivered to you, well, you know, digitally delivered to you. And of course, you'll get access to my Guitar Geek list, which is something I don't think you want to miss at all. Now, I want to visit you again, Noah. I want you to give some shout outs, and I want you to share some comments. I know you got a whole lot of stuff queued up over there.
As I normally do. Today, you know what? I'm pretty low today. One person gave a shout out from where they were from, so remember, if you want to let us know where you're viewing from, we'd love to gather those and give you a shout out as well. So today's shout out goes out to JC, who is watching Acoustic Tuesday from Arizona.
All right.
And just made the comment, another fantastic show, gentlemen, thank you. And that was from AT episode 37.
Awesome, cheers, thanks for watching.
All right, so comments today, first one comes from Daniel M. And he said, comments, saw Tony with bourbon, paused the video, got myself a drink, resumed the video.
Nice. I think that's another bourbon lover.
You could say that.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Noah, for featuring too.
next one comes from Barry B. I must give credit where credit is due. You three guys are amazing. What you are doing for lovers of guitars, music in general, and OMG Guitars for Vets through the Acoustic Live TV donations is so awesome. I love your show and never miss it. You guys and your show are very much appreciated. Thank you. Hope to see you at 2018 Acoustic Live Festival next month. Six string cheers.
Awesome. Heck yeah. Thanks for watching. That's I can't wait to meet you.
And last comment comes from David B. Outstanding. Absolutely love the show. I've turned a number of friends on to it. I'm going to promote AcousticLife.tv on Facebook in about 5 minutes from now.
All right.
Which was
cool.
A week ago.
Which awesome.
My week literally starts on Tuesdays now. Some people begin or end their weeks on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mine begins every Tuesday. Keep it up, guys, and hooray for Guitars for Vets.
Oh, man, thanks.
There you go.
That's fantastic. Now, there's a segment that we're, well, I guess it's now becoming a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that correct? Like we kind of mentioned something. We wanted Acoustic Tuesday viewers to finish the statement, you know you're a guitar geek when. And it was just kind of this thing. It was just a Hail Mary. We're like, Acoustic Tuesday viewers, let's see what you got. Go ahead and finish that sentence. Well, now it's a thing. It's an official thing, and Noah's pulled some of those.
Yeah. It's so much a thing. I think you can find those on AcousticLife.tv as well.
I'm really glad you mentioned that because I couldn't agree with you more. You can go to AcousticLife.tv, and all of the You Know You're a Guitar Geek Wens that have been shared on Acoustic Tuesday are up there with fun graphics. They're extremely shareable. So if you find one of those on AcousticLife.tv and you're like, wow, that's my guitar geek buddy, please share it with him because there's a lot of really funny stuff on there.
Okay, I got some. So here we go. You Know You're a Guitar Geek Wen, Mark says, when you mentioned to your wife you were watching Acoustic Tuesday, and halfway through the sentence, she rolls her eyes and says, how much?
We feature accessories too. You got to use that one, Mark.
next one comes from Drum Wild. You know you're a guitar geek when you learn how to play your wife's new favorite song on guitar so you can play it for her on that super sweet and expensive all Myrtlewood acoustic guitar that you want to buy. More tears means the more you can spend.
Nice.
Next one comes from Tony D. You know you're a guitar geek when you open up your center console in your car to get change for the meter and there are guitar picks in the quarter slot.
That makes for a good pick holder. I never thought of that.
Me neither. Next one comes from Fred B. You know you're a guitar geek when all your internet passwords are guitar brands and models because it's the only way you know you can remember the password. That's a good one.
That is so true.
This next one comes from Tim, the one who was doubly excited before for the small win. He also gave a You Know You're a Guitar Geek when you go to the market on Saturday morning after playing an open mic night before and you reach in your pocket to pull out change and you have more guitar picks than picks in your pocket. And I just have to interject here and just say, I think the pick thing is like the gateway guitar geek, You Know You're a Guitar Geek when.
Oh, yeah.
Almost.
I mean, let's... I just want to...
And there you go. Yeah.
That wasn't planned. That went to me. That went with me to Billings and back last night. Just you never know. You never know.
Next one comes from David C. You know you're a guitar geek when the wife complains there are more guitars than people living in the house. Michael says, you know you're a guitar geek when you and your wife are walking by a pawn shop. There's a guitar hanging in the window, and you stop to look, and your wife says, oh, no. James says, you know you're a guitar geek when you have a Guitar Arsenal shirt, but you haven't taken a picture yet because you want to buy some more guitars so you have as many as are on your shirt. And the last one today comes from Enrico. You know you're a guitar geek when you get a message from one of your friends saying, I fell in love with the Stratocaster and I don't know if I should trade in the old one. My answer, are you asking me? I just ordered my 16th guitar. So he says, I guess I'll buy the new one and keep the old one. My guess, he asked me because he already knew it, I'd say. He just wanted another Guitar Geek approval support for a decision he already made.
That's a good scenario. That's an actual scenario.
I know.
It's like, I know I'm going to do this, but let me call that one buddy that's going to push me right over the edge. And I like the pawn shop one because along with the oh no statement from the significant other that's with you, you know, walking down the street, you see the guitar. Is this overall deflated feeling that the significant other gets when you like stop and you notice it? It's just kind of like you know, there's the normal walk and then all of a sudden it's just like the, oh, God. That's good stuff. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for sharing "you know you're a guitar geek when" statements. Please, of course, if you want to finish that sentence, I urge you to do so in the comments here on YouTube. Hashtag "you know you're a guitar geek when" and go ahead and finish that sentence. Noah will, of course, read those at a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday. And if you want to find past "you know you're a guitar geek when's," just visit acousticlife.tv. They have an entire section that I think you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll feel a bond with your guitar geek buddies. Shall we move on?
Let's move on.
We're moving on to item number one, but before we do that, it's really important what I'm about to ask you to do. So we've gone through some phases here on Acoustic Tuesday, and we're in this new chapter. We have acousticlife.tv. I want you to share that with all of your guitar geek friends, even people that you know already watch the show but may not have heard about acousticlife.tv. Send them the link, acousticlife.tv. Have them go geek out with you. It's an amazing site, and again, I just want to mention that there's affiliate links for a lot of the products that I mention on Acoustic Tuesday. If you so choose to purchase through acousticlife.tv, 100% of those proceeds will go towards Guitars for Vets, which we're very, very excited about. And of course, we're going to be reporting on how much we donate each month. So the only way to make that number go up is to go, you know, buy things that are featured on the show, which isn't a bad deal at all. So again, go to acousticlife.tv and please share it with all of your friends who you think will enjoy the show and enjoy that site. There's everything on there, from guitar geek trivia to "you know you're a guitar geek when" to everything that is featured. There's full-blown write-ups, videos. I mean, it's all there. It's kind of guitar geek heaven, if you will. So I want to move on to item number one. This is an important one. I think as a guitar geek, the search for the perfect pick is one that we are all on. And I thought my search was done. I thought my search was done when I found this little off-yellow number, the Dunlop Ultex Sharp pick. 2.0, I love it. It's durable. It's not terribly expensive. I just love the tone it produces. But still, I was on the search for the perfect pick. Even though I thought I found it, new picks come out and you're like, oh, I better check this out. And that's the exact case with this next pick that I found. This next pick that I found is the Dunlop Primetone Sculpted Plectra. The Dunlop Primetone Sculpted Plectra. I ordered a 2mm pick, standard shape, and I am very, very pleased with this pick. Let me tell you, this is one of the first picks that has ever had me questioning my Dunlop Ultex Sharp pick. Now, I should add this. What material is the Primetone pick made out of? Well, wouldn't you know it, it's Ultex. So what makes this pick so special? What makes the Primetone pick so special? Well, on the picking edge, there's a beautiful bevel, a sculpted bevel that makes the pick feel as if it's been broken in. One of the things I love about the Dunlop Ultex pick, the sharp one, is that after, you know, 2-3 months of playing, there's this wonderful bevel that develops. But right out of the bag, it's kind of sharp and it sounds kind of crispy. Not the case with the Primetone picks. These are like broken-in Ultex picks. And they have a nice little kind of a grippy surface on them that allows you to kind of just have a little bit of extra grip on that pick. Now, I really want you to see the surface of this pick. So I actually found a video with a close-up of the pick. So let's have a look at that right now. It's about 15 seconds, just so you can see what this pick actually looks like up close. All right, so hopefully that gave you an idea of what this pick actually looks like. It's hard for me to just hold it and for you to see it. But really, I was blown away. I was blown away by the comfort and the immediacy with which I could actually just use the pick. The notes produced are nice and fat, warm, but still have enough clarity to where they can cut through a mix. And I used this on the last gig I played out in out south of Livingston at Pine Creek Lodge, and I was really pleased with that. It felt comfortable right away, which is usually not the case when I try out a new pick. So I wanted you to be aware of those, because anybody looking for a warmer tone that retains a little bit of clarity, a pick that has some durability to it that doesn't necessarily break the bank, the Dunlop Primetone picks are a great candidate. I think I paid I paid about, they come in a little three-pack, little envelope like this or a little bag like that. I think I paid about 12 or 15 bucks. I can't remember. But really pleased with it, and definitely am working it into the pick arsenal. Fantastic, fantastic picks. And, of course, you can find out more about those at AcousticLife.tv. In fact, there is one of those affiliate links that I've been referring to on that particular post. Now, that brings us to an end of Acoustic Tuesday, episode 38, but it's not over quite yet. That was a false alarm. False alarm. There's two important items of business. Guitar Geek Trivia, I want to give you your answer, but secondly, it's very important that you submit your guitarsonal picture. I'm here, we're a second episode in a row, and I'm worried. I've got one lone guitarsonal hanging out, and I'm just waiting for more guitarsonal pictures to come in so that I can feature more Acoustic Tuesday viewers' guitarsonals. You might be wondering, well, how do I get my guitarsonal picture on Acoustic Tuesday? Well, first things first, you have to order yourself a guitarsonal shirt. There's a link right beneath the YouTube video, and you can go ahead and order your favorite size, favorite color, and get your guitarsonal shirt delivered right to your door. And then go ahead and wear that guitarsonal shirt and take a picture amongst all of your guitars. And then, once you have that picture, all you have to do is send it to us. But that used to mean creating an email and all this other stuff. Well, that's not the case. If you go to acousticlife.tv, there's a submit button. You can submit your guitarsonal right on acousticlife.tv. And heck, after you submit your guitarsonal, why don't you surf around acousticlife.tv a little bit and just hang out and geek out. It's that easy. It's that simple. And I want more guitarsonals, bottom line. So please send your pictures in. Again, go to acousticlife.tv, click the submit button, and you'll be able to submit your guitarsonal picture. Now, I'm sure you're wondering about how much was a brand new Martin D45 in the year 1938. That was your Guitar Geek trivia question for the day. In 1938, how much was a brand new Martin D45? Was it $200, $275, $145, or $315? Well, if you answered A, $200, you are very correct. In the year 1938, a brand spankin' new D45 would cost the princely sum of $200. However, even if you wanted one in that year, they weren't that easy to find, with a total of only 9 being made in 1938. Now, obviously, they're even harder to find and could run in the neighborhood of $125,000 or more. That's a lowball number there. And another really cool fact about the D45 in 1938. The D45 was introduced in 1933 and finally merited its first mention in the 1938 Martin catalog with just a one-line description that said, "A very handsome guitar." Quite an understatement for a D45. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you should definitely look up a picture of D45. Better yet, take the trivia question at acousticlife.tv. You'll see some wonderful pictures of a D45, and you'll understand why "very handsome" is quite an understatement for a D45. And with that wraps up Acoustic Tuesday episode number 38. I want to thank you for joining us here today on this wonderful Tuesday. But before you go, let's take a sneak peek into next week and see what's coming down the pipe. We've got next week on Acoustic Tuesday, we're going to feel the flow. We're going to feel the flow here on Acoustic Tuesday. We're just going to go with the flow. We're going to listen to an artist that's an Acoustic Tuesday staple, but has actually never had an artist feature on Acoustic Tuesday. And we're going to take a trip to the Blue Ridge Mountains. I can't wait to go, and I can't wait to bring you along. So please tune in next week on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You can do so on YouTube. And of course, every Tuesday, that's when Acoustic Tuesday airs, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And please, please, for all of your acoustic needs and everything acoustic in between Tuesdays, of course, go to acousticlife.tv, where you can fully geek out and learn a whole bunch and discover everything acoustic. So from all of us here at Acoustic Life Studios, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next Tuesday on Acoustic Tuesday. Cheers. I can't see no use in growing old, but the chilly winds will blow. I'm gonna miss that old dog when he goes.